In our Investor Showcase, we have been telling you about a group of minerals, folks. We've recently added that to our Investor Showcase. As you know, the company is based up in Canada with a lot of resources in Europe, both in Western Europe and Eastern Europe. MercenaryGeologist.com, our special guest today is Mickey Fulp, and he writes this a wonderful report. The MercenaryGeologist.com is the place to go. AvrupaMinerals.com is the place to go for the company information, AVRUPA. Mickey, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve.
You've got a great pedigree here. You're a geologist, of course, with a master's degree, 35 years experience as an exploration geologist and an analyst searching for economic deposits of all these things, precious metals, base metals, coal, uranium, oil, and gas. I see Avrupa has a press release out now. They're actually drilling for copper in Portugal, right?
That's correct. I had a news release out today with partner Antofagasta Minerals, and listeners may know or may not know that Antofagasta is one of the most important copper producers in the world.
And so they
are drilling in the pyrite belt of Portugal, and this is one of the world's largest and most abundant copper zinc deposits. And they're in a third phase of drilling and have hit some encouraging mineralization.
Well, I know you're right about Avrupa Minerals. Mickey, you're also an investor in Avrupa Minerals. The due diligence was fairly easy for us in having them come on the program because we knew certain members of the management team. We know their successful background. So when I looked at the management team and the board, I was pretty impressed.
Well, so was I, and I have to say I'm a very early on shareholder, and I've participated past the initial IPO of the company, and they're a sponsor of my website, so I'm certainly financially conflicted in this assessment.
Okay.
But I'm very bullish on Avrupa. I've looked at all their projects in Portugal and Kosovo and Germany over the course of the last two summers, and I'm very encouraged with their prospects.
Good. We've seen some of the prices of some of these metals starting to tick up a little bit here for gold and copper. You can see it very easily here. Now, gold is up to something like $1,338 or something. But do you expect the price of these metals to come back?
Well, I would say that I am very pleased that they have not gone lower. They've been tested,
yeah.
Especially the gold market, but the copper market is still remains strong. I'm looking at copper right now trading at $3.17, and my point would be, if you can't make money at $3.17 copper in your miner, you ought to get out of the copper business. So I expect copper to be range bound for the rest of the year, but as long as we still have China at 7% growth, which they came out today and talked about, the copper market I think will remain strong.
Well, when you analyze Avrupa, folks, and I advise all of you to go to their website and learn more about this very dynamic young company, AvrupaMinerals.com. Avrupa, I understand, is Turkish for Europe. AvrupaMinerals.com, AVRUPA. A lot of the resources are in Portugal. A lot of people don't realize that Portugal is a mineral-rich country, isn't it, Mickey?
Well, it certainly is, and it goes all the way from the far north of the country in a 10 tungsten belt down to the south with the copper-zinc belt, and there are gold occurrences. The historic workings date from Roman times, and the thing about Avrupa that attracted me from the very beginning, and bear in mind I'm essentially a founding shareholder of the company,
right,
is the prospect generator model. So it follows the model where it has a cadre of geologists with lots of experience and knowledge of Portugal. They attract partners, and the partners spend their money on Avrupa's projects, which allows them to maintain their cash position without a lot of dilution.
Check it out, folks. Ticker symbol is AVU.V on the Toronto Venture, AVU.V. Go to Mickey's report, themercenarygeologist.com. Mickey Fulp, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks
a lot,
Steve.
All right, take care.